the countenance was not favorable as before. I want to talk to you about family dynamics. In the book of Genesis chapter 31, we see Yaakov, Jacob, fleeing from Laban. In verse 2, the Bible says, "And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before." In Genesis chapter 31, we see a splitting apart, a dividing between Yaakov and Laban. Apparently, the division is so strong that Jacob calls his family together, and in verse 5, he says, "I see your father's countenance, that it is not favorable towards me as before, but the God of my father has been with me." Thus, we see Yaakov gathering his family and leaving the household of his relative. Talking about family dynamics is an interesting subject. You would think that there would be perfect safety and security within the family, that you could trust one another, but that unfortunately is not always the case. Let's hear what Jesus has to say in the book of Luke chapter 12, verses 51 through 53. "Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. For from now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against son, and son against father. Mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Whoa, what exactly does this mean? This seems like a contradiction in Scripture when Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In John chapter 14, Jesus is saying he brings peace. In Luke chapter 12, he's saying that he brings division. What is the explanation? In order to help better understand Luke chapter 12, let's look at another section of Scripture found in Mark chapter 6. The Bible itself is the best commentary for itself. In Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, we see Jesus is rejected at Nazareth. Nazareth was Jesus' hometown. The Bible says that Jesus taught in their synagogues, and they were astonished at his teachings. And they said, "What wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands?" Verse 3, "Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house." You see, when the Lord begins to move in your life, you will never be the same. Unfortunately, when the people closest to you, like family and friends, begin to see the radical changes that the Lord is doing in your life, they may not understand. That is why Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 52, that the house will be divided. Let me give you an example. I have seen in many different people that the Holy Spirit is stirring in their lives, and the Lord tells them to do interesting things, like get rid of most of their materialistic items and follow after the Lord wholeheartedly. As they began to downsize, their families began to rise up against them and to question them and to persecute them for following wholeheartedly after Jesus. Another example is people who are beginning to walk in the supernatural, and the releasing of the spiritual gifts are becoming evident in their life. Oftentimes, members of the family, especially other Christians, rise up and say that they have gone into the deep end, that they've joined a cult, that laying your hands on people and commanding healing in the name of Jesus Christ is not of God. Persecution arises. Can I just encourage you in the Word of God? In Genesis chapter 31, verse 16, the wise advice of Rachel and Leah, Jacob's wives, say, "Whatever God has said to you, do it." Regardless of the persecution that comes your way, if God has told you to do something, do it. Let's pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, please give me strength to do what you've asked me to do. Please open the eyes of my family and friends to see who you are and your glory. Lord, liberate them in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.